Now we return to the meeting between US President Donald Trump and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Donald Trump expects a trade deal with China pretty soon. Following the talks, he says there will be lower tariffs on Chinese imports. Here's what the US president said on Air Force One when he was leaving Korea.
We have a deal. Now every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time. Long beyond the year. We'll negotiate at the end of the year. But all of the rare earth has been settled. And that's for the world. I mean, you know, worldwide. This, I guess you could really say this was a worldwide situation, not just the U.S. situation. So we continue to produce the rare earths and buy the rare earths and everything else, you know, when you see from other countries. But China is that whole situation, that roadblock is gone now.
Dr. Yu Shipp, a senior research fellow on China at Chatham House, is with us now. Any information coming from this meeting is coming from Donald Trump. There hasn't been reaction from China. Why is that?
Well, obviously, Donald Trump sounds far more triumphant compared with the presidency and also statement made by Chinese state media this morning. Judging really from the both sides, it seems to be this is going to be a temporary truce between China and the United States, and all the restrictions that they've been putting in place is something temporary and will lasting for a year. So I think that sense of cautious optimism is actually from optimism from the Chinese side. And I think for Donald Trump himself, and he felt he has achieved some kind of so-called trade deal with China. So that is something he's be able to justify to his domestic audience here.
We see a reduction of tariffs to 47% on China. How will China see that?
Well, I think China also removed the reciprocal tariff over on several items as well. So that tariff has been adjusted. But interestingly, I think the key thing in here is that even though the tariff has been readjusted, however, the rare earth export control, I think Beijing has only said it will only last for a year. So that means it's a temporary reset. It does not mean the question is going away. So I think for now, we have this a temporary ceasefire between the two.
But does it put China in a stronger position then?
Well, I think really judging from the back and forth in the last 6 months, China felt itself does have the upper hand when it comes to export control and when it comes to the size of its economy to deal with the United States. However, I think both countries would face enormous economic pressure by having this ongoing trade war between each other. So I think temporary truce is actually everyone would be able to feel a sense of relief for both ends.
But then you look at the political cycle in the US, it's shorter, 4 years for a presidential term. China, does it have the upper hand because President Xi has unchallenged authority at the top of China's political hierarchy?
Sure, at the moment, yes. I think there's also the fact to do with that Chinese also sees Donald Trump himself and treating volatility as a virtue, not as vice. So whatever that has been agreed in here today, it may change in the next few months. So that's why I think part of the reason why Beijing feel less optimistic certainly than Donald Trump himself.
And then Taiwan, from reports, wasn't discussed. Is that a surprise to you?
No, it's not a surprise to me at all, because overall, the Taiwan question is the fundamentally the gentleman agreement between China and the United States back to 1971. It's a fundamental foundation of this bilateral relationship. So any substantive move need to require a long process of negotiation. But I think for the moment, Donald Trump sees his competition, his relationship with China, mostly through the economic lenses. So I think that's also part of the reason Taiwan issue has not been featured. And also, don't forget, we have a whole range of China hawks surrounded President Trump himself. And then they wouldn't not letting the Taiwan issue be single-handedly managed by President himself.
On Ukraine, Trump is optimistic. He says, we're going to work together on Ukraine. Is he over-optimistic on this?
I'm less optimistic on that. I think what Beijing's position is, Beijing will just continue to do what it has to do on its alignment with Russia. On its relationship with other non-Western countries, and they largely see the European question is strictly within European security architecture that Beijing does not want to get involved. So I think for now, it seems to be Trump has higher hope that Xi Jinping will get involved, but he may disappoint it later.
Dr. Yu Zhi from Chatham House, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:20.